Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life. Each Monday on Transformation Talk Radio, we have some of the most authentic leading-edge teachers on the planet here who can help you discover true empowerment. Hey there, Sabrina.
Hello, Christine.
How's it going in Colorado today?
You know, it's going pretty well. It's the sun is shining, and I'm seeing some beautiful golden aspen leaves, and so it just warms my heart. As much as I'm having difficulty aligning to the winter months that are coming, I'm trying to let go of my attachment to summer, just like fall naturally does.
Yeah, it's hard to do that, and I know that for us here in Seattle, we had sort of an iffy summer. You know, it got started late. It seemed really short, and then it got cool, and it got cloudy, and it rained some, and we're really worried because really in Seattle, you know, they say it rains all the time here, but really it rains like all the time, like 9 to 10 months out of the year. We either get stuck in a rainy pattern or a dry pattern. In the summertime, usually July and August, we have this beautiful, beautiful sunny weather, you know, high in the mid 70s to lower 80s, you know, and it's beautiful here. And we all live for the summer months because, you know, we live with all that rain and the lack of sunshine. Mm-hmm. Well, this summer, it was looking like summer wasn't going to really start. And it, you know, it looked like maybe it was over by, I don't know, the third week in August. And we're all thinking, oh, gosh, we didn't get much summer. Can we stand another winter? And then something shifted. And we have been in a sunny pattern for, oh, gosh, since like the end of August. I think we had like one day of rain. And besides that, we're, you know, it's very sunny. And so we're having a gorgeous autumn. And I looked at the 10-day forecast and it's saying sunshine, you know, the next 10 days or sun and clouds. And we are feeling like we are living on borrowed time here.
Yeah, I think we are. In many areas of our life, sometimes it feels that we are living on borrowed time.
Yeah, it does indeed. And it's been very pleasant here in some ways, and yet, you know, I feel like my life is sort of turning upside down in other ways, and a lot of us seem to be processing a lot of things these days.
I think you're right. I think there's a lot of energy that people are experiencing and not quite sure what to do with, and, you know, we're being asked to yet again let go. Like, you know, how many times are we being asked to continue to let go? And I don't know. Eventually, I guess we're going to end up with absolutely no attachment, nothing.
Yeah, I don't know how to be human and do that. You know, I mean, the people who say yes, they've let go of attachments, and you take their parking space and they're ready to bite your head off. You know, it's like,
well, really, and we're attached to our beauty products. You know, let's see.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And my hot bath, I'm very attached to that. Certain kinds of food, Mexican food. Oh, you and I have great attachment to that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. There are certain things that I'm just still not willing to give up. But yeah, I know what you mean. I think that many people are feeling kind of unsure about what's happening right now. And, you know, we keep getting this information. That's our big story here, right? Everything is information.
It is.
And you know, we're having difficulty. We were supposed to have a guest. I was really excited to have Lilou Macy on the show today. Very excited. Almost giddy like a school kid, you know, and we can't reach her.
Right. And
so what's up with that, right? Why am I not getting what I expected? I don't know. But I do know that there's a purpose for it. And I think it might be just so you and I can talk.
Yeah, and the letting go of attachment to, you know, our expectations, you know, the outcome that we so want. That's a difficult thing for people to let go of. I know that I have a hard time with that in my life, and you know, I've gotten to be much better at going with the flow, but still it's like, okay, I think things are going to happen a particular way, and you know, it's like, okay, it doesn't happen that way, and there are often major gifts within not getting what we want, you know. But in, you know, it does require sort of letting go to the flow of it, which is what you and I are having to do right this minute.
Right, exactly. And there's nothing better than actually having it happen in action to see how we, you know, apply these processes when they come up, because, you know, life isn't this nice little neat A to B. You know, it's not a nice little straight line. No, we meander and we move through things and we overcome obstacles and stumble over those growth opportunities. And that's just part of the journey. And we have to just learn to, I guess, play along and go with the flow is the biggest message.
And, you know, as you were referring to before, you and I in our process, in our program, and in our upcoming book, talk about how it's all information. Everything is information. And the information that's out there, you know, comes in various forms. It's the rational information that surrounds us. It's our inner information, you know, the inner voices inside of our head, our thoughts, our feelings, our physical sensations, the synchronicities. I mean, there's information surrounding us, and we really have to decipher what relates to our own path, what relates to our authenticity, what relates to us, and what belongs to somebody else that we should just need to sort of get rid of or ignore. And so when you talk about how, well, you know, maybe this is all perfect, it's like, yes, by design, when things unfold in a particular way, there's good reason for it. So, yeah, so there's information here that you and I need to go with the flow and step, you know, walk our talk, basically.
Yeah, sometimes that's always easier said than done, especially if the information is painful. I mean, sometimes it feels like it just runs up and kicks you right in the shin.
Yeah, absolutely. It does. And, but, you know, we show up, and for everybody, you know, every day in our lives, we wake up, we show up in one way or another. Even if we're decide, okay, we're just going to put the covers over our head today and not show up to do the things we want, you know, we're expected to do. On some level, we're showing up within ourselves, and we need to sort of allow things to unfold, because really there's a part of us inside of us, ourselves, that just is dying to be released and fully expressed. And that's what going with the flow is about.
You're so right. And boy, I tell you what, I've had to let go and go with the flow here lately. As you know, you and I are working on a book together, Authenticity Rising. And I'm so excited about that. We know there's a lot of work to the book proposal. And then in addition, you and I are each working on our own individual book proposals. And this past weekend, I spent time working on my market analysis. And honestly, I didn't want to do it. I didn't want, it's a lot of work. You know, it took me back to the days in school when you had research papers, you know, wasn't my most fun times and memories of school. And I'm thinking, I don't want, and my inner bully, my inner critic that's always questioning me if I'm good enough to do this, you know, is rearing its little ugly head and saying, you know, you don't want, what if they write better than you? What if their story's better than yours? You know, and all this competition starts swirling in my head, and it drives me insane.
Yeah.
And it almost stops me from moving forward. That fear can be that paralyzing that quickly. And when I started to see what was happening, I reached out to you at one of those moments and said, help, I'm forgetting. I don't remember why I'm doing what I'm doing. Help me remember.
Yeah. And, you know, those voices that don't serve our authentic self really do have a tendency to show up when we're feeling unworthy. You know, it's like, and the market analysis, for those of you who aren't familiar with book proposals, basically we need to say, you know, okay, well, we're the ones to write this book, and the reason is this, and this is how we can support moving the book forward and promoting it, and, you know, we have these connections and these email addresses and blah, blah, blah. You know, basically look at what we've created here and and look at the connections we have.
And then look at the competition.
Yes, absolutely. And then look at the competition. And so, yeah, there's some fabulous books out there. And I think the key is to recognize that it isn't competition, that we're all supporting people on their, you know, their growth and moving forward. And when you and I started doing this exploring of other books, we thought, well, gosh, has it already been written? Is it already out there? Oh, that person does a great job with this. But what we recognized is we've got a certain vantage point that we haven't seen anywhere else. And we've heard this from our workshop attendees as well. So we know that there is something, there is a gift within our perspective on things. And we both have amazing stories about where we've come from and the things we've moved through to help people understand how to apply these processes.
Yes, and I agree. You know, on paper, it sounds really good, the whole theory of no competition. I'm right there with you, and I'm there about 95% of the time. But that other 5% can get quite loud sometimes. And the fear, it's just information. No, that's all. It's still there at times. So yeah. I can share a little bit more about that process I went through and my discovery when I actually sat down and did my market analysis.
That sounds great. Well, we need to go to break right now. This is Christine Upchurch. You are listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Experience every day fully energized and vitalized, infused with the essence of gratitude. Our decorative electrostatic labels do just that. They are compact and easy to carry everywhere you go. Peel off the back, place it on any glass surface such as your drinking glasses, your home and office windows, or even your car windows. Visit our shop at explorationgratitude.com. And when you pick four kits of electrostatic essence of gratitude labels, you'll receive one kit free.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Thank you.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And for some reason, we're not having our guest, Lulu Macy, on today as we expected, but that's okay. I think I'm still having a good time playing with you, Christine.
Oh, absolutely. You and I always have fun.
We do. And, you know, I love that we don't tend to get shook up too much about the unexpected events that come our way.
No, we don't. And you know what? Part of that has to do with emotional maturity, and part of that has to do with having taught up on stage. I mean, the years that I spent teaching reconnective healing, okay, so I'm up on stage in front of, I don't know, 75 people, 150 people, whatever it would be, and there was always one moment where something would go wrong, and I put wrong in quotes because this usually ends up being very humorous. If you could sort of roll with it, you know, somebody asks a question in a particular way that makes everybody, like, their dirty minds come out, and they think, you know, they're saying something else, and that people burst out laughing, or, you know, I start to trip, or, you know, things happen. And when you do that in front of people, you learn, oh, wow, you know, it's really no big deal. And so this is sort of an extension of that. I know you spent time up on stage, too, teaching. And it's like, okay, well, when you're in front of a bunch of people and you recognize that there's a certain energy and movement and flow, you know, when you're interacting, not just one-on-one, but with a group, that you just have to go with the flow, because otherwise you just get embarrassed. But it's actually wonderful opportunities. When you go with the flow, there are opportunities for precious moments and lots of learning.
Lots of learning and lots of laughter. And that's so true. I would have been horrified, though, at one time to make any kind of mistake in front of a crowd of people. It would have just,
me too.
You know, just really sent me catapulting into self ridicule and a lot of criticism, you know, not out loud.
Right.
I typically kept the voices quiet so that I didn't get locked up. But that's about all I escaped was the mental institute, it seems like, you know. But
at least so far.
So far I've been quicker than they have been. So.
But it does sound like when you were working on the market analysis of your book proposal that you began to have stuff come up that does make you feel a little insecure.
Well, yeah, you know, one of the things I was recommended, I received a recommendation that I really believed in, you know, it was from a credible source, and it was on this book and this woman and her story, and it came through Facebook, and she's like, you need to know this woman and what she's saying, because she reminds me of you and what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
So I watched a video that Lulu interviewed Anita Morjani, and I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly, the author of the book Dying to Be Me.
Right.
And she had this near-death experience. She was dying from breast cancer, went into the hospital, into a coma, had a near-death experience that was completely documented, medically documented, with a full recovery. You know, they thought that coma was the last. They were saying their goodbyes. And she had an out-of-body experience and brought back a lot of truths and wisdoms that I really resonate with, that I agree with, that I've been finding and discovering, and you would as well. You know, her teachings would resonate with many people.
Right.
And I was so happy, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's out there. This is great, and this is so powerful. And then the next fell swoop, it's like, ooh, well, you don't have to write your book now. Look, she beat you to it. And just like that, you know, it was like, there it was. And I was trying to shake it out of my head. It's like, I knew it was there. And, you know, I'm no. You've got a story, you know, and I'm trying to kind of fight back, but I felt somewhat defeated that, you know, they're right, that it is out there already. And why would I, what makes my story any different? What else do I have to share? Because that's the market analysis. You have, you know,
right.
Is your story unique? Do you have a hook, something new to offer that hasn't been done? Because you don't want the second book that's been written about.
Exactly.
It doesn't, you know, so, oh my goodness. And I did, I quickly, the negative self-talk was coming in, and I was finding myself getting out of balance, but I was recognizing it as it was happening. And that's when I found the wherewithal to say, hey, wait, well, and ask some people for help, you being one of them, and to talk to people that reminding me that, no, you know, you have something unique and it's different and all that. But wow, it was just right there. And that's after years of working to step through fear and to let go of that not good enough. I bet my parents had no idea how long that Catholic education was going to pay back.
There are ramifications even today, yes.
Still there, loud and clear. And isn't it ironic that here, instead of going to my 25th class reunion at back in Kansas, in the small conservative town where I grew up and attended Catholic school, instead it didn't line up for me to go, but I wrote my market analysis and discovered that this is my story. The reason I hadn't been fully able to do my market analysis is because I hadn't been willing to completely recognize and let go of that program of not being good enough. And I had to find my way out of that and say, yes, I am. And it's not to say that it's not going to come back, because it will occasionally, but probably much fewer and further between visits.
And, you know, from my perspective, and this is not when I'm in the midst of processing this for myself, but in general, if we feel inspired to do something, then it is absolutely spirit speaking through us. It is why we're here. And so you've been inspired to share your story, and you have shared your story with various people in multiple ways and gotten a lot of positive feedback. People have really connected to your story and connected to your message within your story. But, you know, when we come upon this insecurity of, oh, it's not good enough, or it's already there, or whatever, really the truth of the matter is you're inspired to share it. And the market analysis is a little hoop that you have to jump through so it can illuminate for you some of this information, like, okay, you still have worthiness issues in there, you know, like, okay, so you're still human like the rest of us.
Oh,
however,
yeah.
You know, if you're inspired to share it, then of course you're supposed to share it.
Oh, and I know that. And thank goodness I remembered that. But I have to tell you, the funny thing was, is, you know, Anita's story was a documented near-death experience. And Dr. Wayne Dyer read her near-death experience and was so moved by it, he made like 80 copies and shared it with people and called Hay House and told them, you need to contact her. If she's writing a book, you need to publish it. So guess who didn't have to do a market analysis?
Well, perhaps she didn't need her worthiness issues illuminated.
No, because you know what her message was? I knew I had a story, and if it needed to be out there, it would be taken care of. And I'm like going, oh,
right.
And I know that too. Why am I having to jump through hoops?
Yeah, but you know, you also have the capability to jump through those hoops.
You've
got the logical, rational mind and the writing skills.
Just lazy.
You just have resistance because it does bring up the worthiness issues. And, you know, it happens for all of us. We tend to attract those events that will help us to face more and more of our stuff and to face what our inner yearning is. And so, you know, she apparently didn't need that. But she'll have to face it in other ways. I'm sure that, you know, it's like the grass is always greener. People talk about how easy somebody else's life is, and yet it never is easy. You know,
she did almost die from cancer, so I guess her life wasn't so easy.
That's true, yeah. And she had to deal with a lot of the issues of, like, the letting go and the why me, you know. I mean, having faced cancer, I think it's the rare person who doesn't say, well, why me, you know. What did I do to deserve this? And when you get beyond that kind of, oh, I'm a victim, that victim mentality, then you start to think in the new age perspective, oh, I manifested this myself. What did I do to create this? And sometimes that comes from the victim mentality too. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that anybody has to process when they're facing illness. And the fact that she was on her deathbed meant that she had gone through probably a whole lot of processing before she had her near-death experience.
And her story's amazing. I think we should have her on the show because she really is. She has a powerful message, one that I can really relate to, almost verbatim, that is.
Right, right.
And, you know, she's wonderful. And that was the thing, is like her awareness was when she came back was it was her fear. her fears caused her, she wasn't being authentic, being raised with a very diverse background and a woman, just a very interesting story, and not having a lot of worthiness issues. And then her best friend and her brother-in-law, I believe it was, both contracted cancer, and she watched them go through the chemo and all that process. So, right. You know, she became very fearful and started researching all the causes of cancer.
Aha!
Yeah, and, so she was bringing a lot of information into her and her awareness that, you know, and she saw that when she was in that near-death experience. She got received that knowingness that it was her fears that directly, and it wasn't punishment, it wasn't karma,
right.
And it would have been fine if she would have passed. She would have just transitioned into a different place. And but very interesting. Her story's fascinating, so maybe we will have her on the show because she's definitely been a profound teacher for me.
And, you know, it's interesting because you were mentioning fear and about how she was really afraid about cancer and spent a lot of energy focusing on her fear and getting more information about cancer. Then, you know, fear is a very powerful attractor. It's a powerful manifester. So, yeah, that makes
yes,
perfect
it
sense.
Is.
So we're going to continue our discussion when we come back from the break. Right now, we're going to head out for just a few moments, but stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. And rise to the occasion of your life.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And we were just having a wonderful discussion about how fear can really be a powerful manifester. Not the kind that feels really good.
Yeah, it's fear helps us manifest that which we're afraid of.
Yes, you know, and it's really hard. I know it, a lot of people get really upset, especially people who have been thinking positively for a while and haven't seen a lot of change happening in their life. And when people start spewing things like, you know, about creating your reality, it tends to touch a lot of people's hot buttons.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, how the heck would I have created this dysfunctional relationship? Or how would I have, why would I have created, getting fired?
Oh, because that's the biggest blessing you can ever receive.
Yeah.
No, I know that from personal experience, though. That's, you know, but it's sometimes, you know, I think we have all these experiences in our lives that are opportunities for us to shift our perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it doesn't work, you know, so we get another opportunity, another one.
And the opportunities keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger until we have to face them. And for many, that ends up, you know, culminating in, say, a serious illness or, you know, the end of a relationship or getting fired, whatever. It's like it gets bigger and bigger and bigger until the message is something we're willing to hear.
Yeah, you know, I used to have a philosophy in life that never say never. Don't ever say that it can't get any worse. Because whenever I uttered those words, I was shown that it could.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, some people have this perception that they should just expect the worst because that way they won't be thrown off when bad things happen. What do you think of that?
Well, that's interesting because my dad, he's a plan B type person.
Uh-huh.
You know, the kind that has to have a plan B, the just in case. And it kind of drives him a little insane because I don't typically have a plan B. I'm pretty much flying by the seat of my pants most of the time.
Right.
Building my wings as I go down, right? And, you know, so he talks about this plan B, and I'm like, well, you know, you don't need a plan B. You've got a good, solid plan A. And I think, let's just go for plan A. Oh, but you always have to have a plan B. And he argues for that. And I said, how does that work out for you? You know, how often do you get to work and exercise plan B then?
Mm-hmm.
Just by the thought of having it, you know, it becomes, or maybe it doesn't go exactly to plan B, but maybe something in plan A doesn't go exactly the way it was planned.
Right.
And how can you plan everything? I came from that lineage. That's why I was the type A person I was, you know. I thought I could plan and control everything.
And, you know, I think that it's wonderful to have a plan. And from my perspective now, you know, now that I've learned a lot of the things that I've learned, when plan A doesn't happen, I'm really hoping it's the universe that chooses plan B. Because, you know, I think about where I came from, you know, having been a research statistician, you know, and then having gotten cancer. And my plan A was to be a statistician and, you know, to do good work and make good money and have a job that I felt, you know, reasonably satisfied with. But the plan B that the universe gave me was cancer that led me to become a healer and a teacher of healing. And then, you know, ultimately begin to look at things about, you know, self-empowerment and authenticity and you know, the direction that I'm going now. But without the universe's plan B, I never would have made it here. And so typically the universe has a much better plan B than I could ever come up with.
Oh, I agree. And I think that's how we should all just handle life. Just, you know, go forward in the best confidence that we can, the direction that we're choosing in that moment. And let's get the information to make sure, you know, get the feedback that we're going in the right direction. Because if we're not, we'll be sure to get the message to go another way.
Right. And with every choice, with every step along our ways, every moment in our life, we're really getting more information about, you know, we're getting information about how we feel. We're getting information about circumstances, how things have played out, how our choices have affected us today, the choices that we made yesterday and last week and a year ago, how they affect us today. And we need to sort of assimilate all that information and make new choices based on that information.
Exactly. We're like a work in progress.
Yep, and some days I need more work than others.
Well, don't we all? Isn't it good that, you know, I love the fact that we can catch it more quickly now than ever before.
Yes.
When we start to spiral out of control.
Yeah. And, you know, I was upset earlier and I called Sabrina, and the words that came out of my mouth when I was talking to you, Sabrina, is, help me get back into alignment. Not like, let me just bitch, and this is what I want to focus on. It's just like, no, I'm out of whack. I need to get back in alignment. Please help me get back in alignment. Because I was aware that, you know, I was experiencing emotions and experiencing information that I was having a hard time processing. And I needed to sort of get back on track. And that awareness helps us get back on track much more quickly and helps us to see the information gifts in the chaos that we're experiencing.
Exactly. It does. It helps us just to get to that place of being open to receiving something different than what currently is happening, you know?
Exactly.
And yeah, life is not perfect. I mean, we all have our things that we're going through. And right now it feels like perhaps more than ever before. And you may be asking yourselves, how much more can I handle? How much more can I take?
Right. And, you know, I've been hearing this from a lot of people. People are having a hard time right now. And when I look at it, you know, the circumstances that are going on around us, you know, in both personal lives as well as like the macrocosm of society and the world, it's like, yeah, there's some big things going on in certain ways, but really it doesn't look that different to me than other parts of history. I really think that there's something energetic going on right now within the planet. And, you know, like yesterday was a big day of, the solar flare activity that affects the Earth's atmosphere. And some people claim to be very sensitive to that, and that can create all sorts of inner upheaval. You know, other people talk about the astrological effects. I mean, there are all these different ways of looking at it, but from, as an energy sensitive myself, it feels like the energies are shifting and it's bringing up issues for people, myself included.
Well, yeah, I don't think anyone is left out. And that's the wonderful thing about living in a, you know, that nice little fairy tale land of oneness that I'd like to think that we are in. But oftentimes I find hard because the separateness and the duality gets my attention more. And
right.
I think right now, you know, you're right. This, we're not going through anything any differently yet. There is an activated vibration of increased energy, awareness, whatever it is. You know, there's a lot of, at this time in the U.S., diversity between opposing parties and beliefs and candidates. And that energy is really like masculine, aggressive, and mm-hmm. It can consume. It's a consuming energy. And as much as I try to avoid it, I'll be honest, I can get sucked into that drama at times, and it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good to be there any sustained period of time. So if somebody's spending the majority of their time there in that awareness, obviously the things around their life are going to reflect that. You know, I have to say I've been feeling extremely blessed to have a lot of gifts. One of the things that came in on Saturday evening, instead of being at my 25th class dinner dance, I was at a healing circle. And, you know, I'm sure some of you are wondering if I wore my long purple cloak. And no, it was quite a warm evening. It wasn't necessary.
She showed her tattoos, folks. Let's just put it that way.
Yes, exactly. But I had an image of what healers were like in here. You know, and it was funny. I invited a couple new friends to come along because they're new to this process of looking at life a little bit differently, and they've been attracted to me through Facebook, and we've become friends in real life, and I wanted them to be exposed to something new and different, and they were thrilled to have this opportunity. It was like something they were searching for, but they were, you know, also saying, you guys, everyone's normal, you know?
Uh-huh.
And we are. We're the mothers, and we're the sisters, and we're the daughters, and we are normal. And yet we are looking for alternatives for our family and for ourselves to help process through the energies that are happening. And we were given wonderful tools that I have been accessing and using since then. But I was a surrogate for the group, for the individual healing demonstration, yet I held the energy for the entire group. She said she chose me because I've done a lot of work, she said,
right.
And you do this. But she was pinpointing specific things. She was doing body talk and was pinpointing very specific things that were very relative to what I was going through right now, and opened up channels of information for me to hear this new tone, this new information I'm receiving that I'm not able to process, because that's part of the energies that are hitting us. I believe that we're not at the level that they are, and so it feels like chaos.
Yeah, it does. It does.
But I was like a baby on the full moon. I had no issues yesterday doing my work with the solar flares. You know, I was physically feeling good. So there's something to taking care of ourselves that's important, whatever it is. I'm not saying what I did is appropriate for everybody, but you have to find something to take care of yourself during this time.
Yes. And, you know, I'm a big proponent of looking at spirituality and healing, for that matter, as different than most people look at it. I look at it differently. From my perception, it's not something that you need to make a big ceremony out of, or make it like some event, you know, like, okay, well, you know, it's time to go to church now. We're going to be spiritual in church, or now we're going to put some sacred things on the altar and be very spiritual through our meditation and prayers. All that stuff can be wonderful, but I really think what the universe is urging us to do right now is to integrate our spiritual nature into our daily lives, or more accurately, become aware of our spiritual nature. So, you know, I think that that's something that every person should think about how they can do. And we're running out of time here during this segment. This is Christine Upchurch on Authenticity Rising. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common?
Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And I've enjoyed this show, although it was definitely not what we originally had scheduled.
No, it wasn't. We couldn't get a hold of our guest, and so we're on our own today.
It's a good thing we can wing it, you know.
Yes, indeed. You and I always have something to talk about.
We always have, you know, challenges or growth opportunities or whatever you want to call them, lessons to
right.
step into our authenticity, you know. It's like there's never a short supply of it. It's an right. abundant universe we live in.
Yeah, and sometimes the abundance feels kind of lousy, difficult, but it's always a matter of having more opportunities to move forward and, you know, towards bliss and ease and joy.
And all those things, yes, that are definitely possible. And that's the thing, is like, yeah, I agree. We don't need to do a lot of ceremony to connect to who we are and to be who we are.
Right.
You know, there's not a lot of things to do. Sometimes when I feel like I'm spiraling out of control, the quickest thing to help me remember and just find some bearing is to take deep breaths.
Mm-hmm.
I usually take 3 to 5 really deep cleansing breaths that get me back into a certain space of being able to be aware with all my senses again.
Yeah, and part of taking deep breaths is making sure you exhale plenty, because that allows the space to bring in more, of the oxygen. You know, you have to fully let go of the air.
Absolutely. You have to release. And it's just like, it's a euphemism for life. You know,
it is.
And yeah, you've got to let go of the old stagnation stuff and bring in the new cleansing stuff. It's really that simple. And, you know, I think so many of us, especially in Western civilization and our culture, we never really understood the power of breath. It wasn't anything that I remember people explaining to me, you know, like I got upset to breathe, you know,
right.
that was just not part of the process.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's very, very helpful. And, you know, I agree that, it's possible in many ways to integrate our spirituality into our, you know, our moment to moment living. It's not something that you just need to, yeah, it's fun and helpful to set aside time to meditate. Some people like to pray. For me, I really like connecting with my guidance just in a matter of fact way when I'm driving along, when I have a little time to myself, or if I'm in the middle of a situation that's difficult, sort of calling upon help, if you will. And, you know, sometimes I will get directions on how to drive or what to say or what to hold back with, you know, in a conversation. Mm-hmm. It's like it's almost like the inhaling and exhaling has become an integral part of who I am now and how I interact with the world. And I think that our dare of the week, our authenticity rising into action dare of the week, is going to be surrounding that.
Yes, I agree. I think, you know, it's important that people find different opportunities that they can use to connect to their spirituality. After all, we are spiritual beings having this human experience. It's not the other way around.
Right.
And so our dare of the week is find ways in which you can connect to your spiritual self, to your true self, what we refer to most commonly as our authentic selves.
Right. And, you know, our authentic selves are really the part of us in human form that is expressing our spirit, expressing who we truly are as we're connected to source or God or whatever word, you know, people are comfortable with. And so it does require maintaining and allowing that connection to thrive, maintaining that connection, allowing it to thrive.
Yeah. And you know, one of my quickest ways to connect is through nature. And
right.
When I returned from Seattle after visiting you and having our workshop there, as soon as I got home, I was just smelling it, the clear, fresh mountain air. And I took off my shoes and stood on the mountaintop and just re-energized from the airplane ride, you know, which
right.
traveling tends to take a little bit out of you and everything. And, you know, that they call it earthing. I don't go through anything special. It's just something I've naturally, intuitively learned to do because it feels really good to me. And my oldest daughter, who's getting married here soon, had the opportunity. She was flown to New York City to surprise her fiance at the finish line at the Chapel of Sacred Mirrors at Alex Gray and Allison Gray's gallery, where he just ended a 7,000-mile bicycling trip with his buddy for their RISE organization to raise awareness for those left behind for suicide.
Yeah, and her fiance did, yes.
Yes, and it was just an amazing opportunity for Brandel and my daughter to go out there and surprise him. And I was so happy. It was one of the most romantic things I'd ever heard about, you know. And it just really made my heart sing. And I forget where I was going with this.
We're talking about earthing and
the earthing,
getting
on the ground
after
she
flying.
She sent me a picture of, because she was so nervous, and so she texted me a picture of the field and the fall trees and beautiful, because it was upper state New York. It's not in New York City. And I said, you know, go take your shoes off and stand on the ground. She goes, but the ground is cold. And I said, it's okay, just do it for a few seconds. And she goes, oh, now it feels good. And so she was actually doing it, but she had so much nervous energy. She just needed to get it out a little bit, you know?
Right, right. And, you know, for me, one of the things that I'll do sometimes to sort of connect with my guidance and to get into that spiritual place is I'll take my iPod or my iPhone, and I'll be listening to music. And what I'll do is I'll ask for some guidance, and I'll put it on shuffle. And then the songs that come through, oh, my goodness, more often than not, they're right on target, what I need to hear. The lyrics are exactly what I need to hear at that moment. And then I find myself, as the songs come through, just sort of allowing myself to move. And, you know, I guess this is coming out of the closet. I like to dance a fair amount when I'm on, you know, by myself. Sometimes I'll just be getting ready, you know,
it's
in the
when
morning.
You're naked in the bathroom, just tell the truth.
I didn't say that, but I'll sort of, you know, be with the music and allow that to flow. And sometimes it'll bring up some sadness, or sometimes it will allow joy to bubble up within me. But it's really just allowing the energy to move. And that energy movement is a part of our spiritual nature.
It really is. It's important to, like, shake it out.
Yeah.
You know, we have energy, and that's actually moving from that sympathetic to the parasympathetic nervous systems. An animal, that nature will mimic that. A zebra, once it's, you know, eating and then it's all of a sudden being chased by a lion, if it escapes, it goes right back into eating after it shakes off the energy.
I know. And we humans, you know, we get into a near car accident and then we're shaken for a day and a half.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's about learning to let go of all that stuff and connecting with who we really are moment to moment.
Yeah, and we encourage each of you this week to find a way to honor that part of yourself and to do that. So Thanks, Sabrina, for having this impromptu conversation with me today. And thank each of you for joining us here on Authenticity Rising. We had a great time, didn't we, Sabrina?
Yeah, everything worked out perfectly.
Yeah. Please join us here every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 1 or 2 p.m. Pacific time. And have a great week. We'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transform. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.